Thanks, Louis. Welcome to the first sermon series, a topic of God's heart for cities. And we have about six topics in this sermon series for 2011 theme, Love Our City, for January. And then after January, in March, there's another sermon series called Honoring and Respect, which is a good one, right? Okay. But for now, let's focus our attention, you know, about our city that we live in. Many of you lives here in Brampton. How many folks lives in Brampton? Can I see your hands? Wow. And what about Mississauga folks? Mississaugans. There are a few of Mississaugans. And other cities? Huh? Thornhill, yeah. Bradford. Wow. God has placed us for such a time as this to live in that particular city that we are in today for a reason. And that is a good reason. Amen? Amen. So Jeremiah 29, verses 4 to 7, you can take a look at your Bible. Or you can take a look when you get home. And you just follow along with me today. God's heart for cities. He loves the cities because heaven is a city. Wow. He loves the cities because heaven is a city. Why? Because there are a lot of people in the cities, right? If you go to the country, I love to live in the country. I am a farm boy. I used to live in a far-flung place back home, remote village. And I was talking with somebody yesterday. When I was growing up with those wild animals. You know, even inside our house, we have a lot of lizards. You know, there is a harmony. We're living together, and centipedes and mouse and everything, all kinds. This is not a small lizard. It's a big one. And I was growing up with those animals. And, we are coexisting, and we have harmony. We have peace with one another, right? And I love living in the farm. You know, I love living in the country. But God is setting us for something, you know, that there is an internal migration. It's taking place, you know, within one country, from one place to another place, and people are heading to the city, right? And God loves cities because heaven is a city. The Bible starts in a garden but ends in a city. And Abraham looked forward to a city whose architect and builder was God, a city of God, Hebrews 11:10. Another reason why God loves the city, because cities are full of people, which I mentioned a while ago. Two centuries ago, only 3% of the world population lives in the city. That's an interesting statistic. Only 3% of the world population, you know, 2 centuries ago. And by 2006, 50% moved to the city to live. Wow. And then there's a projection by 2030, 65% of the world populations will move into the city to live. Interesting statistic. By the way, this data was gathered from Statistics Canada. Our senior pastor is very resourceful. And, this internal migration of people living from the farm, from the country, moving to the city. It could be, there's something happening in the spiritual realm, isn't it? It could be, God is setting up for something else, for something like massive evangelization and massive salvations of the people that live in the city, My father, I was a fisherman, and he knows where to, you know, which part of the sea or part of the river that has a lot of fish. He knows it by instinct, and Steve Long talked about instinct last Sunday, last time when he was here. And he knows. And my father will not go to the place in a river or sea that he couldn't find any fish. And he knows where to cast the net. He knows it by instinct. And when he did that, oh, a lot of fish. The business almost break down because of so much fish. I think it's the same thing. You know, God is setting up for something. You know, like Scott and Hillary are heading to China. And number one populations in the world, right? At one third of the whole population is Chinese. So English is not the main language, actually, it's Chinese. So if you speak Chinese, so you can easily communicate with those Chinese people. So one third of the whole population, world population, is Chinese. And these folks, they want to live in the city. So it could, you know, this could be a mission's finest hours for us as a missionary. And share the gospel of God, share the hearts of God for the people that lives in the city. Next slide is another stats. In 2006, Toronto accounted for 45% of GTA populations. And GTA, there are four regions in GTA: Halton, Peel, York. I'm missing one more. Halton, Peel, York. Bond is not a region, it's a city. Dufferin, no, it's not. Halton, York, Peel, and I'm missing one more. So 45% of GTA populations lives in Toronto. 45%, almost 50% of the population in GTA live in Toronto. And you see how much, you know, they're all congested in the city of Toronto, right? Everything gone up in Toronto. Not only the population is increasing, but even property taxes and all those housing is a little bit expensive in downtown Toronto. Toronto has 39% of all GTA children. My goodness. 39% of all GTA children lives in Toronto, and 43% of GTA youth. Wow. 46% of GTA working age. 46%. I have a neighbor in Brampton that works in downtown Toronto. Many of them. 50% of GTA seniors and 56% of the GTA seniors ages 75 and over lives in Toronto. Wow. So the seniors are not heading to the farm or to the quiet place. And you know, I'm saying to my wife, so when I retire, I would love to retire in a, you know, warm place, somewhere in the Caribbean or somewhere, somewhere in a hot place, right? You know, or in the Philippines, or in, you know, somewhere, but not in Toronto. But this is, you know, a statistic. I think this is 2001 statistic. 53% of GTA seniors lives in Toronto. Next. Toronto has a higher proportion of seniors. You know, you saw that stats, and a lower proportion of younger children than GTA neighbors. You know who is the youngest GTA among those four GTAs? Brampton. We have, it's not in here, but the median age in Brampton is 37.5. So there you go, Norm. There's a youthfulness in our city. It's a young you know, it's a young GTA, young region, you know, Peel region, as the youngest populations, younger populations, which the median age is 37.5. And the golden guys and boys, the golden boys and girls lives in Toronto, you know, 56% of them. And 14% of Toronto's population is over 65 years of age. Wow, that is a very good, I don't know if these guys has their own investment in place already, right? 14%, that is a very good statistic for financial planner. If you are in that business or in that career, that you know, it can, you know, because there are a lot of seniors nowadays are still broke. And could you imagine that 14% of Toronto populations is over 65 years of age, and you have to teach them how to save while they are young, so that when they reach age 65, so they have money to save during their retirements. So, but this is a very good statistic, and many of them are, you know, I used to manage, I mentioned this a while ago, I used to manage Wendy's, and I have this guy work with me, he's 65 years old, he's working with me, and he's flipping burgers. And but he lives in Brampton, though, not in Toronto. Compared with 10% throughout the rest of the GTA. Multiculturalism in the GTA. So 68% of Canadians live in the city. So only few gardeners lives in the country. And 96% of visible minority of the population of Canada live in a city. That is a big percentage, almost 100%. That's a big percentage. And the new landed immigrant, where they settle? Do you think they will settle in up north, you know? No, or in the country? No, they will settle in the city. Why? Because they can access jobs, schools, all those kind of transportation, 96%. Of new landed immigrants, they choose to live in the cities. GTA has the highest proportion of visible minorities of any city area in Canada, and Vancouver is second. And almost 23% of all new Canadians live in Toronto. Wow, almost 20%, 23%. Of new landed immigrants live in Toronto alone. And 42% lives in Ontario. So 47% of Toronto visible minority, would you like to know that one? This one. There are over 200 distinct ethnic groups in Toronto. How you say it? Ethnic? Ethnic groups in Toronto. That makes us the most, wow. And you know this, folks. That makes GTA or Toronto the most multicultural city in the world, slightly ahead of London, UK. Interesting statistic. So nations of the world are coming to our city. Evelyn, they're all coming here in our city, 96%. Look at this. Top five cultural groups in our city, in Toronto. South Asian. Who are those South Asians? Indians, Pakistan, Bangladesh, what else? Sri Lankan. Yeah, those are subcontinent people, and they call themselves South Asian. And many of them are here. Even our MP in our riding is from there, from India. Ruby Dalla, everybody knows Ruby Dalla, right? MP, yeah. And one of our councillors is also from India. And number two is Chinese. So India is the second most populous people in the world, and China is the first populous nations in the world. Could you imagine that? And many of them are not saved yet. And you know, black from Africa and from the Caribbean, maybe that is 8%. And then, guess what? Oh, Steve Long singled out all our... I didn't even know that there are a lot of Filipinos here. 4%. Wow, 4% of Filipinos live in GTA. And, you know, there's an increasing number of new people also coming from Latin America. Who are the largest cities in the world? So you guys are smarter than the fifth grader folks. So are you smarter than the fifth graders? So there you go. I'll give you some information here. And Tokyo, Japan is the largest cities. And my wife and I used to host Japanese visitors at our house, and most of the houses, I don't know, has anybody been here to Tokyo, Japan? Has anybody? Yeah, there's a lot of, small houses in Japan. They're all, very small, and because there are a lot of people in Tokyo. And Tokyo is is the biggest cities in the world. Second is in Korea, Seoul, Korea, and then Mexico City. Look at New York, number four. And five, Mumbai. UK, London, number 18, and then Toronto ranked number 50 of the largest cities in the world. And Toronto is expanding, is increasing. So the population of GTA projected to grow, to almost 7.5 million by 2031. In Brampton alone, we're close to 600,000, 0.6 million in Brampton alone. And Brampton is part of GTA and one of the cities in the GTA. There you go. See this projection here? There you go. It's of Halton, Durham, York, and Peel. Those are GTAs. Those are four regions, and then Toronto is a central region. So by 2031, if you are going to Halton, my goodness, it's about, look at that increase. This is between 8,000 and 7,000. So our city is expanding. Next. So by the way, if you want this note, feel free to give me your email address and I will forward it to you. God loves cities and has messages for them. Yeah, he loves the city because he has the message for the city. In Jonah 3, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Now Nineveh was a very large city. That time it was a very large city, and the Lord called Jonah and sent him to Nineveh. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming, oh, what about this one? If the Spirit of the Lord come to you and say to the city of Brampton, for 40 days, and Brampton will be overthrown. Then the Bramptonites believe God. A fast was proclaimed in all of them, and from the greatest to the least, but put on sackcloth. So God has a message for the city, and how he will deliver the message for the city. God will use each and every one of us to bring that message to our city, like what had happened to Jonah. That's why God gives us dreams and visions. And when God give you dreams and visions, give you a message, hey, Norman Lillian, go to Foursquare. I have a message for the people that lives in that Foursquare. God will give you that deep conviction to bring that message for that area in our city, like what had happened to Jonah. And, hey, Alda, get up. Stand up in that plaza and say, repent and be baptized, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that is possible. Because God loves the city, he has the message for our city. Yeah, to avoid those destructions in our city. I was talking with somebody and I said, oh, the city that we live in is just like a modern Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like a modern Sodom and Gomorrah. And who will bring righteousness to the media? Who will bring righteousness to the politicians? Who will bring righteousness to our nations? Who will bring righteousness to the businessman? There are a lot of crook people around. Who will bring? God loves our city. God loves us. And to avoid those distractions, we need to tune in to the Holy Spirit and listen to His voice, especially in our time that we are living in, that is very exciting. And God will help us. God will give you a spirit of boldness to share His love, to share righteousness and justice. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you will kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. How often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. We have a lot of missionaries has been killed. I'm not scaring you, Scott and Hillary. You know, God is sending them to the hard places of the place of the earth. And they all sold out for themselves for the kingdom of God. If they kill them, it's fine. It's gain for them, right? for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of the Messiah. And when God sent us, maybe nobody will listen in us, you know, to prophesy on the street. And people may think, oh, he must be cuckoo. Because they don't know the truth. And who will make them aware? We. Because God sent us to our city. Number four, why God loves the cities. God's words to us today is the same as it was, it has always been. God has never changed. In Jeremiah 29:4, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, said to all those I carried into exile. And many of us here are landed immigrants in Canada, and I'm one of them. And from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and settle down. There you go. I love gardening. So that's why I love the city of Brampton. And I love gardening. So you know, actually, this Jeremiah 29, I'm already doing it, you know. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Oh, yeah, I planted mint, and they grow like a bush, Lilian. I enjoy all those mint. And they are all organic. And I enjoyed eating it, you know. And this one is not applicable for me, though. I'm already married. For those who are single, this is applicable for you. And if you have sons, so marry and have sons. Why don't you marry and have sons and daughters? Find wives for your sons in the city. Find a good-looking Bramptonite girl for your son. And give your daughters in marriage. Yeah, release them. Release them. We have a friend who has a daughter. She's 25 years old now, right? Marrying Malu's daughter, 25. And the parents said, you need to finish first year studies, which is good, right? And they are not ready yet to release their daughter, and she's already 25. So I should have given this teaching to them. So that they too may have sons and daughters. That's right, so that they may have two sons and daughters. Increase in number theirs. There you go. So I believe in biological growth in our city. What about, you know, all those sons and daughters in our congregations? Let's say one couple. Am I prophesying here that, you know, we'll bear children of six children for each couple, and then we populate this church? Biological growth. How is that? It says here in the scripture, increase in number there. Increase in number there. Hey, it says here, do not decrease. Do not decrease. Increase in number is a command. It's a command. Increase in number. So Susan and I are still trying. Amen. Amen. Is there anything too difficult for the Lord? None. Amen. I wouldn't mind to have 12 children. There you go. Oh, I hear that reaction. I thought, oh my God. I know. I meant to say, I love these guys, but I love my own biological children also, right? Also seek the peace. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city. Not for the city, of the city. Seek the peace and prosperity of the city. Try to live peacefully with all your neighbors. Seek the peace of the city and prosperity. Share something what you have. Dear neighbor, to which I have carried you into exile. So pray to the Lord for it. If you have a problem of practicing generosity or entertaining people or hospitality, pray to the Lord. God will give you a gift of hospitality, and you open your hearts and your home to invite people in. You know, I know it's a hard work, but at the end of the day, you accomplish something that you entertain people to at your house. It's a lot of hard work. Why did I say that? Because a lot of dishes to be washed, right? To clean up after that. You know, it's especially most of our lives are, you know, busy working. But, you know, try at least once in a year. Try, you know, to practice hospitality and be good to other people. And invite those people that you don't know at your house. You may not be aware that you are already entertaining angels at your house. Pray to the Lord for it. There you go. Pray to the Lord for it. Pray. Prayer is very important because if it prospers, I like this. I heard that from Steve Long also. If it prospers, you too will prosper. You know, we are not here. God did not create us to complain. Oh, so much, too much taxes. But thanks God for Rob Ford. Did you watch the news yesterday? He abolished one of those car tax in Toronto. Because they have about $13 million from that tax money, and that tax money is supposed to use to build bridges and roads in Toronto, but they did not use it. So he abolished it because it deemed unnecessary for the people of Toronto to pay for that taxes. So just pray, folks, for our city, for our Brampton, for our mayor, and when our city prospers. When our city becomes a millionaire or billionaire, and every single citizen that lives in the city will become a millionaire and billionaire. How is that? And all debt-free. Amen? We have all house. Mortgage-free. Amen? It's possible. We want to experience heaven on earth right here in our city. And this is the word of God to Jeremiah, to the people exiles, the Israelites exiles in Judah at that time. And there you go. Settle down where you are. Yeah. Where you are, settle down. Be at peace until the Lord led you to move to another city. You know? Build houses. Plant gardens. Enjoy. While you are there, enjoy. Marry and have children. Find spouses for your kids. There you go. So parents, you know, help your kids to find spouses. Good one. You know, good-looking ones. And God-loving, right? Amen. Hear that, amen. And increase in number. Seek peace and prosperity of the city. Be a great neighbor, you know. Be a great neighbor. And if your neighbor needs some tools, you know, let them borrow your tools, you know. And and get a job and serve God there for passion, not for money. Well, you know, everybody loves to make money, but our main passion is not making money. You know, our passion is to share the love of God to our city. Be salt and light where you live and work. So have you watched Salt by Angelina Jolie lately? That is a terrible movie, and my wife didn't like it, but I like it. Number six, and she said it's evil, double personality there. And pray to the Lord for it. Pray as you walk in the city of Brampton, And who were part of 2,000 March for Jesus in Brampton? I was there. So Leslie Morgan, founder of Inspirational Music here in Toronto, here in Brampton, is organizing a similar to March for Jesus sometimes in the summer. So I will keep you posted on that one, folks. And that is big things for us. You know, it's in line with our theme for Love Our City. Pray as you walk. Pray as you jog. Or pray as you drive. I remember when Haney and Linda came here on that Sunday of Saturday, I was jogging in our area and I was praying and I said, Lord, we don't have a Middle Eastern members in our congregation. Could you send one? And I have a heart for the Arabs. And guess what? This Middle Eastern couple is walking in. Haney and Linda, and they are not here today. So, and I did mention it with them. So pray for the city. You know, as you jog, as you drive, join prayer groups that focus on blessing the city. And not only a prayer group is good, but not only a prayer group that focusing on, oh Lord, you know, I'm behind in my paying of my bills, Lord, 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 I'm in the edge. Please come, Lord. Otherwise, if you'll not show up, then I will be in trouble. You know, join the prayer groups only that focus on blessing the city. So we have a lot of prayer groupsers here in Brampton. Susan and I, we have every Wednesday in our basement. And speak blessings over people. Oh, at Costco and No Frills, my goodness, before Christmas, I think one day before Christmas on the 24th, were we there, darling? And people were pushing and, you know, rat race, trying to get all those turkey and ham, and people were literally swearing. And when they're looking for a parking lot, people are honking. This is at Costco and No Frills. And when they hit you with their buggies, they didn't even say, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, nothing. Nothing. I said, everybody's busy. Everybody's busy. And could you imagine that during that, you know, intense period, and how many cursing words have released in the atmosphere? And you can even sense that intensity and pressure and tensions. Instead of enjoying this, you know, the spirit of the holiday and Christmas, what happened? People are stressed out and having difficulty of digesting all those turkey also because people are all stressed out, not enjoying it. So speak blessing over people. You know, speak blessings over people. In the public, at public area, and the Seven Mountains. Everybody's familiar about the Seven Mountains, right? Lance Wallnau, like politicians, politics, government, what else? Banking and show business, justice, communications. That's right. So those are the Seven Mountains that we need to speak blessings. And number five, God has a reward for those who do what he says. We are really good in preaching sometimes, you know, listen to this word of God and study the word of God. Yeah, we listen, we study, but we don't obey. We don't do what he says, right? It just stays here in our mind, and we don't obey. They still remain inactive and stagnant. We don't experience it, what he says. So if he says something to us, then obey, you know. God has a reward only for those who do what he says, not to those who hear and without doing anything about it. Expect to be blessed. Are you expectant to be blessed at all time? Be positive, folks. Be positive, you know. It's a simple thing, but be positive. But it has a profound effect in our lives. Be positive. Live as a blessed person. Be generous. Be generous. Okay. ministry time. Get in a small group, 2 to 3 people. Find out how long you have lived in your city. Find out how long they have lived in a city that they live in, and find out where you are in life. Like, are you a student? Or do you have little ones or kids? Or do you have jobs? And then bless them to love our city more. That God would use us in our city. Why don't we stand up, folks? Get into a small group, 2 to 3, and start praying and blessing them. Okay? 2 to 3. Find out how long you have lived in Brampton or in Mississauga or in Thornhill. Find out where you are in the life. Find out if they are a student. And bless them to love our city more.